Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Fun and information conversation. Time for another bowl of chicken soup here on Good Day with Amy Newmark, who is the founder, the editor-in-chief, publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. This is a the excerpt conversation today comes from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul for Mom with Love. Why you ought to become a tourist in your own town. What do you know about your own hometown? We're going to explore that in a moment with Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever wondered what your kids dream about when they say they have a bad dream? Well, chances are their dreams have pretty standard themes. Here's the social and developmental science of it. Kids often dream about failing at some simple task or chore, and there's always the one about being caught naked, but usually that doesn't happen until adolescence. But if a child has a bad dream, here's what to do. First, get them back to bed as quickly as possible. Next morning, ask them what they dreamed about and then reassure them. You may get a clue that something deeper is bothering the child. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, dreams may be just as real to your child as they think real life is. Just make sure they know the difference. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Free ICU is a mind-reading app.
What?
Can you read my mind right now?
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Free ICU.
Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
All right, it's happy to have Amy Newmark with us on the Good Day program. Inspirational, very sweet, the stories in these books. You have 125 of these books now, right? 126 of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books?
I just counted yesterday and realized I've done 132 myself, and there were about 100 more before I got here.
No, really?
Yeah,
so there are 230
crazy.
Some odd of these? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for you. Congratulations. It's a wonderful way for us to look at the world. At least that's what I find. I want to have stories that open up my heart and bring a good spirit, a good light to our lives. So you write about what we don't know in our own hometown. I will tell you, I'm from the greater Boston area. I have never taken, I've done the duck tours and things like that, but Jennifer's going to laugh at me, a homie, as a hometowner, maybe not a homie, but as a hometowner, I don't know much. All right, you two, calm down. I don't know much about about Boston, and I'm wondering, that's sort of your spirit here, right? And it doesn't have to be a big city. It could be, what do you know about your own town? Maybe there's only 5,000 people that live there.
Yeah, I think when we travel, we tend to make a great effort to see tourist sites. And I realized a few years ago, after reading this story by Kim Stokely in our For Mom with Love book, that I wasn't even going and seeing the tourist sites in New York City, which is my local city. So I actually went and got on the Circle Line with some friends who came in from California. Yeah, and one of the friends grew up in Brooklyn, but he had never been on the Circle Line. And my husband, who grew up in Brooklyn, had not been on the Circle Line. And we had the best time being tourists in our own local area.
What was the most surprising thing you learned from being a tourist in your own hometown?
How wooded and natural and beautiful the northern part of Manhattan was as we went by it on the boat. It was like untouched woods, as if we were in upstate New York. I had no idea New York had so many trees.
This is a stone's throw away, literally. Victoria, who's on my staff here, is in New York as well. Have you ever taken any kind of tour around New York City?
The closest I've done, I've taken the ferry to Ellis Island last summer for an event, and that was it. And I felt like a tourist. I really did, but it was wonderful.
I mean, we were just teasing a little bit about Cleveland a little bit ago. Cleveland actually is a pretty decent place. I went to school in Ohio and a lot of friends from the Cleveland area. And it's like a lot of other American cities, but I'm sure there are things to learn no matter where you are. And that's the point of what Amy is trying to get across. You ought to become a tourist in your own community. Check this out in the Chicken Soup for the Soul book for Mom with Love. What a great idea. Podcasts available, Apple's podcast app, also at DougStefan.com for Amy Newmark. Thank you, Amy.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.